It's no surprise that the AFN organizers wanted Moses Dirks in the room when Unangamtenu became an official language of Alaska. It's the traditional tongue of the Aleutian and Pribilof Islands, and Dirks is a leading scholar in it. But he's also got a day job as a teacher in the Anchorage School District.
But I couldn't just up and leave my class, so then I got permission to go, so it was kind of fortunate. So I got to sit in on it when Governor Parnell signed the bill.
Dirks was among dozens of native language speakers on hand at the Dena'ina Convention Center in Anchorage.
The mood was a really high energy, plus everybody was really excited and happy that finally that they have signed the Alaska Native Languages into law as the official language of the state.
Support had been building in the legislature for years, but it came to a head this winter when freshman Representative Jonathan Kreis Tompkins introduced a bill to put indigenous languages on par with English in the state of Alaska. It's mostly symbolic, but it addresses some deep historical wounds, says Atka resident Crystal Dushkin. She remembers hearing about the discrimination that her mother and other elders faced in government-run schools. They were forbidden from speaking Unangamtenu and sometimes punished for it. Dushkin says that was on her mind when she attended the signing ceremony.
On behalf of all of our ancestors, I was so proud to see that everyone knows now, and we can stand up and say now that we have always had just as much right to speak our language as anyone else in the world has to speak their own language. And it was wrong for that to happen to our speakers, to our people. And it will never happen again because now our languages are official.
To celebrate, the governor's office asked speakers of the different languages to say a few words. For the eastern dialect of Unangamtenu, Iliador Filimonov recited a Bible verse, and Moses Dirks got up to speak in his native western dialect.
I am thankful that the Unangamtenu, my representing the Atkin dialect, very thankful towards the governor and the senators for passing it through.
Afterwards, some of the speakers got their photos taken with lawmakers.
It was a joyous occasion for a while, and then I don't know what they did after that. I had to go back to work.
Back to teaching English, a language that, for the first time, is on equal footing with his own. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.